So we're at day two of the Palma International Boat Show and Super Yacht Village. And I'm on board this beautiful yacht with Toby Alloy from Pendennis in a new build hub.
Yes.
In the Palma International Boat Show, which hasn't happened before. So that's quite exciting. Thank you for having us on board this morning from Yachting International Radio. So thank you for letting us be here. Gorgeous yacht, beautiful Palma, and a brand new part of the show.
Yeah. It's exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting. And we're surrounded by a lot of incredible yachts this morning, but I want to find out a little bit about this one and about Pendennis, because, of course, you guys have a very firm yard in Spain and, of course, based in Falmouth in the UK. So tell us a little bit about this beautiful yacht we're on this morning.
Well, obviously, you started the day on the best boat, so that's obviously the best opportunity as well. Well, this is Halakai. Mm-hmm. So Halakai is a truly classic 128, which is built in Cornwall by Pendennis. She's 4 years old. She's not for sale, not for charter, not like some of the other boats here. But we built her, she's been around the world. Wow. She came back to our base in the Mediterranean in Villanova. And we've just finished a refit, just painted her, just gone through the whole kind of special survey cycle on the boat. Mm-hmm. All the engineering systems have all been overhauled. And the owner's very kindly let us take the boat here to show the industry what we can do. So we're very pleased to be here. We've also got a stand in the main show for Pendennis Villanova. So we're covering both bases, really. But it's a lovely vibe down here. We had some great people on board yesterday. And it's, as I said, a really good opportunity to show off what we're able to achieve.
Yeah, a beautiful showcase of what you're capable of. And we were speaking earlier on heritage brand Pendennis, you know, historical. And you're very much known for, as well, building beautiful yachts like this, but refitting. Excellent, beautiful yachts, but lots of classic yachts.
Yes.
Yeah. Sailing yachts, especially. Tell us a little bit more about that and about Falmouth.
Well, Falmouth's the mother base, basically. Mm-hmm. We've got nearly 500 staff there. What's key to us are our people, really. You can have a great kind of stadium, but getting the players, the people there that have the skills to be able to deliver a project is what's really important. Mm-hmm. So over the years, we've invested heavily in our staff, in our trades. So we have a very, very successful apprenticeship program. We've currently got over 70 apprentices in the shipyard. We've trained over 350 over the years. So really building that skill set is vital for us. And it allows us to take on all these custom restorations, refits, new builds like you talked about. So yeah, we're very pleased with the reputation that we have with some beautiful boats, iconic boats that are out there. And we've got quite a lot of sailboats, but also restorations, motorboats, conversions, extensions, explorers. We cover it all, really. If you went to the yard today, you'd see a brand new boat in build. You'd see a carbon fast sailboat. You'd see a all-electric ferry. You'd see a boat from the 1930s. Mixture of everything, really.
Incredible. And I really like what you just mentioned about the apprenticeship program. It's important, just not for you guys, Pendennis, but the whole industry, that we feed back into training young people to be able to keep up the absolute skill that it takes to build and maintain these kind of yachts. I think that's wonderful.
It is. It's fantastic. And we have, the people that are training the apprentices are retirees, some of them, from the shipyard. So they've come out the top end of the yard and they've come back in to, train the new apprentices through the programme of learning.
Yeah, master trades, so important.
It is.
Getting up, becoming a lost start in lots of industries. Pleased that it's not ours.
Yeah, well, I mean, having things like a Villanova base as well, I mean, that's a huge site now. So you have 45 boats in the marina, you have 20 boats out on the hard there. Allows us to move people around a little bit and provide that sort of training growth within an organisation. So that's also really important. You give people those experiences to work overseas or to try something a bit new with what they've grown up with in Cornwall. So I think... we're trying to provide those opportunities and also help grow that skill base, which is really important, like you say.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And coming back to Palma, like we said, first year of a new build hub here to really give shipyards like yourself a chance to show what you can do. How important it is that we have a new build? Because historically, Palma hasn't had new builds. It's all been charter yachts or brokerage boats. So how about, what's your opinion on a new build hub and the importance of it in this spot in the Mediterranean?
Well, Palma's not known for new construction, there isn't new construction happening here. But having a new build focus within the show, it's a big sailboat hub in the Med, really. Mm-hmm. There's lots of boats that come here. So having this within the show itself creates a really interesting dynamic. Yesterday, there's a lot of designers are here. Obviously, this is a André Hook design. Those guys are here too, but you've got the Dijkstra team, you've got Kian team here. Bill Tripp was here yesterday. So you've got designers around and you've got the great shipyards here. So we're amongst a quality builders, designers all together in a hub. And yeah, the dynamic was working really well yesterday, and I hope that will continue today through the rest of the show. So I think it's a great start. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're lucky to be here with a beautiful boat like Hanukkah, and there are other, quite beautiful boats here.
Not quite as beautiful as this one.
No, definitely the dream boats.
Well, I shall look forward to exploring around the vessel, and I really hope that you have a wonderful rest of your show.
Thank you very much.
And we will see you definitely back here next year. I'm sure it will get bigger and better than you build harbour.
I'm sure it will.
Toby, thank you so much for inviting me on board. It's been a pleasure.
You're very welcome. Let's go and have a look around then.